Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, pouring drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, man, though, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off by leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence either be the only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck until they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, snatch away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they
want to
start
to
touch us
on
the revolution, yeah, it's
about
to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Thank you.
they do.
Yeah, we are live on Black Power Radio. I'm in the city of Washington, D.C. I hope we didn't delay you too long. Some of our buttons got stuck. Well, we're live in studio in Washington and hope that we didn't delay you too much in all that you do. And with you and your crew, we are right here rocking it, giving you more of what you actually listen to your Black Power Radio for. And, you know, we do it here at Black Power Radio, but the OJs is coming at you, huh? Oh, my. Oh, now that we found love, now, what you gonna do with it?
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Working right here in Washington, D.C. And we happen to have the Queen Jacqueline, and we got my main man, Black Lightning, out there. We got on the west side, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, our National Minister of Justice, and we're rocking tonight. We got a message for we the people. We don't want any more than you have, but certainly we don't want any less than you have. Particularly, my mouth out here, rocking in Black Power Radio. And we hope that we give you more of what you listen to radio for. And, I mean, this is just a dynamic talk on the edge and the hinges and the fringes of reparations. And we say if there is no reparations in 2023, why should there be a vote in 2024? But we ask the pertinent cross-examination questions here at Black Power Radio, and we hope that you will sit right there and buckle your seat belt, sit back and enjoy the ride. We're rolling right here at Black Power Radio and hope that you roll with us. My. We're going to bring to the mic and won't hold up any of her time tonight. Hope she's ready to rock from that west side. And we hope that y'all got to buckle your seats for this one. We got a special guest in the studios tonight, and we're going to bring live our Queen Jacqueline. And you can talk black to us right now. Talk black to us, Queen Jacqueline, because we're going to bring Marvin Gaye at the eyes. When you open your monologue, we're going to open up with Marvin Gaye. So go right ahead and drop it like it's hot, Queen Jacqueline. Thank you for joining
Hello.
Us.
Hello. Hello. Hi. I'm very honored to be here tonight. And it's an amazing show. Is there any questions you wanted to ask?
We know Queen Jacqueline is famous in many circles up and down the internet. And you see her as a modern superwoman. But give us a little background on your experience, say, within the last 10 years, some of which you have covered down on and what your current aspirations from, say, 10 years till today, and what is your mainstream right now, Queen Jacqueline, Mama?
Well, thank you. Thank you so greatly much. Well, The 10 years that I've been, well, I got on social media around 2011. And me being the person that I am, I really admire great motivational speakers. I grew up in orphanage homes where some of those orphanage homes were pastors. Spreading the good news, I began learning from positive people. I experienced a lot of things going through journeys of being in foster care from home to home. So I didn't focus on the negative, but I focused on the positive, and I turned it into a situation where I came to social media to meet a couple of friends, not knowing that God was going to make me a leader of many, over many, a counselor. I never signed up for it. It's just a blessing that God had given me. And every social media site, people were coming and asking questions about different things. And then I had to go in my word. As I began to get stronger in God, I found myself getting stronger and becoming the leader that God would have me to be. I call it being a gatekeeper. I don't know what everybody else call it, but I began changing my life for the better, my real life in real time and on social media. In my real life, I have a warehouse full of clothes, shoes, household items that I've been feeding the poor for a long many a years, and clothing the homeless. We have a big, numerous amount of homelessness that started after COVID. I watched my mom, which was a pastor. She had a little church, but she had a big heart. And so I think it kind of rubbed off on me. I'm honored. I don't regret helping people. We need to do more in our communities as far as giving. I urge that it's going to get worse before it gets better, says in Revelation. So I just enjoy life. I enjoy people. I enjoy doing the will of God. I do give away $100 to $200 a month to different less than fortunate people in the community. And yeah, so I've met some celebrities on social media, as well as hardworking 9-to-5 people. You know, I don't really go live as much as I would, because I don't want the focus to be on me. I want the celebrity to be on the focus, and the celebrity to be Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, who I love so much and so dearly. I do listen to R&B. I believe in music that brings love to the air, to one another, families. And so, yeah, that's what I do. I enjoy being on Clubhouse. I enjoy meeting even the nice young man, powerful, great energy that has introduced me to you, to everyone out there. And I'm so grateful that I was given a chance to speak. And so thank you all so very much for taking up the time to, and my Instagram is rainbowheart777. If you have any questions at any time, I am not perfect. I don't have all the answers, but by God, I will pray that God can answer a lot of questions. If you are in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm local, and you need a job, please get in touch with me. I am an employee service finder. I help people find jobs as well as housing. So thank you so much for inviting me, and God bless each and every individual one of you. Thank you so much.
Yes. I want you to stay right there by the mic, because if you say you love God, my, and you love R&B, we're going to try to give you the best of both worlds through this tune.
Thank you.
Queen Jacqueline, right here on Black Power Radio, from Jacksonville to D.C., from D.C. to Los Angeles, New York, and Black. And we've got Black Lightning on West Virginia side. We've got our beloved Queen, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, out there on that west side. And we're going to drop it like it's hot tonight. Power to the real people. And we don't want more than you all have. But we certainly don't want any less than y'all have. Come on.
Don't go and say things about my father.
Mayo, you talk about the getting the best of both worlds and like minds thinking alike, like minds attract, and how like minds are the righteous on the attack of the wicked at this hour. All you got it right here, Black Power Radio. And we hope that you will get a more of what you're listening to radio for. We'll invite your friends over. You can dial us tonight at 615, excuse me, we're going to go black track, and go back to 515-605-9889. Now, this is especially for those who are numerically pure at heart. And we try you again at 515-605-9889. And for those who can't get in our studio, because sometimes you got to break in, because you must take that number and put it in with your service provider. For those who are not carrying Verizon and T-Mobile, then certainly you will have to dial in and then get your service provider to put that number 515-605, and that's 9889, and they will put that number in. It won't cost you a dime. They'll tell you're going to charge you a minute, and it's usually, it may cost you a dollar to get on or something like that, but it's not designed to do that, but to get them a service charge for those service provisions that they're doing over the Internet. And they earn a little something for each call that's done like that across the whole, what you call the service provider that's bringing the number to you. And then right here at Black Power Radio, if you want to donate something, you just put it on $77Bakers, or for the numerically pure at heart, you can go to www.thenewblackpantherparty.com, and you can get your donations there. You can donate $10 at a time at the Black Panther website. And there's no limit, of course, to what you can put in. And it's unlimited, the service you can do by just tapping into your radio, because we give you more of what you listen to radio for. We've got all of our smartphones again tonight on the first row, and seated right behind the smartphones are the dumb phone folks. And all the dumb phones are lined up on the second row. We have our Android people on the third row. And then, of course, the paranoid phone folks are on the fourth row as usual. And all those soccer moms and those that go to the Tiger Woods tournament, they're on the fifth and sixth row tonight. They're cheering. I see that the soccer moms and got all the cheerleaders over in the section with the soccer moms tonight. Welcome again to Black Power Radio. And you're live, and we give you more of what you listen to radio for. Of course, we do have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, and, of course, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android. And those that came in from Instagram, those people with no ham can get in on the 7th and 8th rows tonight. And with Instagram, no ham. And if you come in through LinkedIn, linked out, without a doubt, you can get on Black Power Radio. If you Facebook, no look. You can take a look at Twitter, Glitter, or however you dial in. Of course, we have some laptop people out tonight. Yes, and they are the 9th row. And, of course, always we have our desktop people on the 10th row in our audience. So we are happy to have you with our vast listening and participating audience on board. And this is Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar. I'm your host tonight on Black Power Radio. and buckle your seatbelts. You're in for a treat because we don't want any more than you have, but certainly we don't want any less than you have, said by the Honorable Dr. Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Talked about it. And he said that black power is basically a lifestyle. And he said that black revolution is again the solution. And he made that speech at UCLA. Once they booted him from the Congress, he had nowhere to go but up. And he went up in the minds of the people. But since then, the black congressional, black caucus has abandoned the aspirations of Adam Clayton Powell, left alone some of the idealism of Frederick Douglass, who said they can do no more to you than you allow them to do. And I think that we are allowing them to do too much. You're doing too much. But we're going to have a man to define that and critique that and give us more of what we listen to the Black Power Radio for. And we are right here at Black Light. He's right out there on the west side of Virginia. He's in West Virginia, and he's coming live. Thank you for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. Thank you for joining us. Black Light is our national minister of defense, and you can talk black to us at this hour. Black Power, and welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Black Power, everybody. I like that was inspiration. Black power means dignity and respect. We don't want any more than you have, and we certainly won't accept any less than you have. We'll march side by side with you or through you. I don't know, for some reason I stopped right there because we say God told Moses, what's in your hands? Say, I'm nothing but a stick, Lord. He said, well, take the stick, divide the Red Sea, and lead your people to freedom. And ask David, what's in your hand? And nothing but a sling, Lord. And the enemies of our people are great and they're mighty and they're stronger than us. They will take the sling, go down to the river, get five smooth stones, according to Sheikh Ilhan Akbar, and come on back and close your eyes and sling on through. Say, well, Black Lightning, what's in your hand? Black Power? So what's in your hand? Black Power. Take your Black Power and use it effectively and skillfully against your open and vicious enemies. And when we get our reparations, we will be the strong black military the blacks would call, because they'll just take it or burn it down like they did Black Wall Street, but never again. So we blacked that call too in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and now they're trying to take the reparations away from the survivors down there. So I would say, as far as the theme tonight, and everybody can call on in and chime on in on this one, the theme for tonight is how do we get more than they have. I got a plan. We have to pool our resources to do it, you know. And scared money don't make no money. That's something they used to say back in the day. So you have to invest. You know, invest in the strong, the mighty warriors that are black to call when it's time, and that'll be us. So without us having y'all to get us there, it's damn near impossible sometimes, but we always make a means by any means necessary. So hit the Cash App so we can put some mean green in the black machine. And that'll be $77Bakers, $77Bakers. That's capital letters on the Bakers. And don't forget the $, and then the 7, and another 7, and B-A-K-E-R-S, $Bakers, 77Bakers, so we can get that gas money to get to you when you call. You know, it all goes in the kitty. We have to have an emergency kitty, you know, so we can do what we got to do. Well, we do, but I'm just saying we use it for that. So, and we got to go, and get our political prisoners out and get our youth out of the detention. Oh, as far as the our own reparations, we have to pool our money together. That's why I said scared money don't make no money. Pool all our money together and do the right thing, you know. Like I seen an area, it's a business area, buy that area, have a developer come down there and build a shopping center for we the people, you know, co-ops, I was thinking. So I sent that in as part of, as far as I sent that in, just so you know. And it's a nice big area. So we got, our people got to think like that. Say, okay, don't worry about how much it is. Just worry about how many people you got. They can get up $5,000, $10,000, you know. And don't worry about is it going to happen. It's going to happen. Because I'm sure everybody can go get a car for $10,000. I mean, shoot, when the last time you seen a car for $10,000, what car is going to cost you? $20,000 at the very least. People out here paying $40,000 and $50,000 for a car. I can't believe it. It's like, no. So I'm just saying, if we the people can do that individually, imagine what we can do when we pool our money together. So that's what we got to do. We got to pool our money together, you know, on one common umbrella, and go and have it done, you know, have the co-ops made, have the we need. The homes, they got those box container homes, sort of like they just pop them up, boom, you know, and you can have a whole bunch of them together and have units for the people that work in the shopping center, which would be we the people, work in the shopping center and got our own little thing over here, you know, so, and plus everybody going to be equally fed, you know, and we don't have to worry about the money going out of the neighborhood. Money come into the neighborhood. It don't leave. It stays right where it's supposed to be at, and with we the people, you know. So I'm Black Power on that. I'll elaborate on it a little bit later, maybe, but for right now, that's the basic idea. I want to leave everybody. I don't want to feed them too much. At one time, just the $77 Vegas for now. And we got to pool our resources so we can do this thing. So go ahead and send heavily. We need contributors. Go ahead and send your names in with your phone number in with a contribution. And we can get back with you and actually make this thing happen. Condominiums popping up left and right. How do they do it? Shoot, easy. All they do is buy the land, and then a builder builds it, and the builder gets the loan, and then you basically buying it from the builder. So, you know, and it's sold before it even starts. But I don't want to sell it. I want to give it to the people. We need it. All right, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Land. Right. And as you know, we are builders here. We erect the physical edifice. We build the roads. We do asphalt, concrete, steel. Anything related to building the physical edifice is what we do as in our personal lives. But nevertheless, we build the character. We erect good character in the men and women which we service, not just here at Black Power Radio, but across the whole diaspora. We're going off from the Caribbean all the way to Los Angeles and making it happen. We're going from Sierra Leone all the way Black to D.C., Black from D.C. to Atlanta.
Ghana is supposed to be calling in tonight, too.
We're all the way up from Boston all the way to Houston, Texas, on that Black Belt, that Bible Belt, and all of those places included, like Chicago and Atlanta, and all the way reaching out to Miami and going on across Denver. We got somebody from Colorado right here, I believe, and we're going to take a look at it here. And you're live on Black Power Radio. At 805 at 235, you're live on Black Power Radio. Welcome. We got us at 805. At 805, you're live. I hope that we hit all the buttons. All the buttons to push. 805, you're live. right here on Black Power Radio. And power to we the people.
Toda, greeting. Is this is that my number, Warrior Woman here?
Hey, Warrior Woman!
I
we don't
know.
Have our horns on yet. The horns are coming on. And you're actually in Los Angeles. I'm calling you Colorado. But that 805 tonight is like, we want you all to know exactly that Warrior Woman has been with us for, I know, at least 45 or 50 years of Black Revolution. I just don't understand. If you don't know the history of Black power and Black Revolution, then Warrior Woman's going to give it up because she's been there for every episode, never been late, always first to arrive, always last to leave. Her and her husband, the chief himself, Eddie Long Walker, and she'll give you the history on Long Walker and her reputation as a freedom fighter. And welcome to Black Power Radio, Warrior Woman. Black Power, power to the people, because you're live right here on Black Power Radio.
Thank you, Black Power. I was calling, you know,
Black
just
power.
To listen
Black
in
power.
And get, you know, energy and power of our people. We're, you know, I was reading an article about how people demonstrate in the hundreds or whatever, in the thousands, and we've yet to accomplish anything. We don't have a grocery store. We don't have a gas station, you know. And you know, I'm living on 240 acres of land. I've been offering it to the people in the struggle, but nobody wants to leave their white master. You know what I mean? And there's gold underneath this land. You know, we could capitalize on that and finance our own revolution. But people aren't ready to leave the white man's world. You know what I mean? I was thinking years ago that we could take the gold ship it to the East Coast and then the maritime law on the thing and ship it to Libya or somewhere. You know what I mean? But it's just like we don't think outside the box. We want to continue to work as a slave, as what would you say, as an oppressed people. We don't know any freedom. We just know how to work 9 to 5. And we have to get over that. Somebody has to leave. Think about leaving this institutional racism, you know, because it's hard to leave a system that they've already put all the traps in place. You know, they took our land, they raped our women, they killed our men, and they're still killing them out in the street. When are we going to wake up to reality is that we don't really need them? We have over 600 reservations. There was only 360-some reservations in 1978 when Chief Ernie Longwalker led a spiritual walk from Sacramento to Washington, D.C. It took us 6 months. That's when they changed my name to Warrior Woman because I was part of security. You know, it really means in Dakota, it's she who protects the people. Akichitawia, which in English means warrior woman, that translation. But I'm honestly, you know, Longwalker and I he's in his 90s and I'm in my 70s, and we need revolutionary people to be true revolutionary people. We've gone to Libya, we've gone to different countries to help us in this country when they try to relocate us off the reservations. The poorest land has all the resources left in this country. And we yet, as a people, you know, to actually tap into our own money, our own resources. And like I said, we have the 240 acres. There's supposed to be gold under here. They're, when they need it, they'll kill us off, you know, imprison us or whatever. Leonard Peltier, like Mumia, they're still in prison for what? Standing up for their rights? You know, we can't even demonstrate for our freedom because then we'll be shot or we're put in jail, and then we have to start all over and start a support group, you know? And they don't let people of color, especially indigenous people, Indian people, to be a support group in charge of Peltier's. You know, they rather you have white people do it, and he's still in there going on, you know, 49 years. So I think we need to honestly get real people, because we have people that come on your radio station that are investors and know how to invest. And we have people, they already have some money that could be donating to it. You know, you need someone in charge. I hate to say how to do it because I'm still out here in the middle of nowhere, but then I like it here. I don't have to. I wake up, I see no white people. I go to sleep and I see no white people. You know, we went to L.A., you know, and people were offering us fish at a gas station. They were offering us food, you know, and stuff like that. And it's just because they don't see people like us. you know, and it just seems like when you pray to God or to Allah or Tenkashala, you know, you walk in that spirit and things come to you. We're not, you know, praying for gold or, you know, a new hair dryer or, you know what I mean, materialistic things. You know, we just are praying to be a good spirit that's going to go to the spirit world and be with our ancestors. And then we're not even going to see white people. Thank God. You know, and so we have gold on this land, and we need revolutionary people to come and use it, dig it up, or even I've gone to the point where they say, you don't have to dig the gold up. All you do is analyze how much you have, and then they calculate it, and then you can use that amount of money and during the day in the United States at night in another country where it's daytime. You know, we've gone to that point. But like we said, we need businessmen. We need, things like that. And Gaddafi had always taught us everything is partnership. Everything's half and half. And if we start anything like a business, and that business should also have a daycare in it, it should have a clinic in it, you know, self-sufficiency. But because a lot of us haven't read the Green Book or read how to construct or how to, you know, decolonize ourselves, because all we have is colonizers who have the English language, writes the English book, and still continues to tell us lies within what we read, like being spellbound or something, you know. But we've offered this for 40 years that we've been living here, maybe 32, because my son's 32. We've been here 32 years up in the mountains because we wanted to separate. We wanted to get out of the city and truly practice traditional Dakota ceremonies about the creation. We live with the creation. We walk with creation, which means the wind, the air, the water. We have our own. We have about 3 or 4 water wells here on the land, you know, but it's just like when the flood came a couple months back, our roads became rivers because we're up in the mountains, and the forestry wouldn't come and help us, the city wouldn't come and help us because they says we're Indian land and private land before it turns into Indian land. I mean, you know, racism does not stop in this country. It never has and it never will, you know. It's just like Doc says, kill them all, even go to the goddamn grave and shoot their goddamn grave up if you have extra bullets, you know. So I think we've mastered their language, and we've mastered, now we have to master our own survival techniques, you know, our own, you know. How can they say that we're sovereign and put casinos on a reservation, which just that little miniature White House, little white Indians that are controlling it? Because usually they're like Long Walker's not even recognizing his reservation back home, because they burned, somebody brought us a cop when we went to live out there for a couple of years. They burned the papers, you know, you could see the burn marks around it, but somebody grabbed it out and came and brought it to Long Walker, you know. 30 years of the same tribal chairman, but when we got there, we kicked them all out. But people are greedy. That's why there should be a table, a group that are sincere and gonna what they're gonna do and do it, you know, because the people are what mothers and fathers and their followers, because that's how they've been taught. We want somebody else to bring us the stuff, you know what I mean? And so that's all. But I love your radio station. I love the people because it's ready for the revolution. Bidami Yashukara,
right.
All my religions.
That's right, all power to people. And she's reflecting the words of the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture, and we knew him traditionally as Stokely Carmichael, activist in his own right, a black power general, black activist, and a Black Panther. And we know that H.R.A.P. Brown, you know, another long-time standing prisoner, as he mentioned, our social political prisoners, and we're going to have to one day bomb rush him, like Doc said, to take black or take back our political prisoners. But Eddie Longwalker and Chief, his wife, a warrior woman, and their son came. We did a piece called Jamestown back in maybe 2003 or 4, was it that? And we shook them. That was 27,000 crackers. And there are about 100 Black Panthers and an original tribe. We had from all the tribes, remember, warrior woman, we had all of them from the Cherokee and Choctaw and Blackfoot and the Seminole, and just named the tribes, and they were there lined up against the opposition. But they said that shame on Jamestown, is that right? Shame on Jamestown. And this guy, President, what was his name? G.W. Bush, I believe, was scheduled to come. And we were there in the sunshine with Chaka Khan, James Earl Jones, the Raqqa folk were out there. And then, bam, George W. Bush got rained out, and the Panther took all the headlines. But bottom line, we have had many encounters with our Black Revolution on Capitol Hill, on the Justice Department, attempts to free Mumia, and we're just strong warriors for Black Revolution and Black freedom fighting. And so we want to go back to our queen back in Jacksonville and get some more glimpses of history and some more stories of Florida, and just see an inspired sister that's fired up, and we love her so much here at Black Power Radio. Queen Jacqueline is Black on the air. You are right there? Let's see, she with us?
I'm here. Yes, okay, I'm here.
Go ahead, Queen. You have the air.
I'm sorry, what was I supposed to be?
Okay, yes, ma'am. We're coming down on the concept of we don't want any more than you have, right? This is Adam Clayton Powell's philosophy. But we certainly want any less. We won't want any less, meaning our reparations are, they were talking, Dr. King, all those guys were talking cut the check back in the 60s. They spoke in a certain language, but they were referring to our reparations and what has been stolen from us. And when we get it, we have our self-respect, our dignity. And for the first time on this soil since this transatlantic situation, if it was or if it was not, then for the first time in there, about 100 years, we will have our integrity. You can take it away from there, Sister and Queen Jacqueline, Mama.
Well, definitely, definitely. I believe in giving us what we deserve and what we're supposed to have. I grew up in foster care, so I didn't have a mom and dad. I was back in the 70s where I was in foster care. We were in the 3-bedroom, and we had like 20 children. We were all crammed up like sardines. So I'm slowly learning of my history. I've been through a lot. I can truly say I've been like Harry and Tubman. So I have to kind of learn a lot of my history. So I definitely want to continue learning from you, you and the rest of the community, of this great future that you guys have ahead of us. But I was in foster care, so I didn't go to school, so I'm learning things late. Sorry, but yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, definitely get there. I feel like everybody's supposed to get what God wants them to have, and we don't want any less, and we're not going to settle for less because I'm slowly learning. I'm learning late. I was abused in the government. I was raped in the government system. It was crazy. And I thank God that I'm starting to see that they're getting exposed, all right? So, I never got anything that was due to me. I have children that the government took from me and put on the market. I was put on the market for men to rape me, for them to prosper off of me and gain lots of money. I was silenced as a child, and I can't wait for the day where I can stand and, you know, I'm looking for my kids as well. I haven't stopped looking for my kids. Once your children get adopted out, it's hard to find. But however, the birth certificates are not identical as though the mother and father have a birth certificate. Once the child is adopted out, the birth certificate is so different. So I have twins that's named Kiara and Tierra. I'm looking for those girls. I don't want them to become a slave trade like I was. So I didn't get anything from the time I was a child. I'm still learning. So this community that you're talking about, I really need to learn a lot about that community and pack up and get the kids that I do know, because down here in my city, I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and women are being trafficked. I've literally had to save myself. There's no community leader down here I need to know a lot. Yeah, we definitely need a community that's going to protect the women, because down here we have a high crime rate and we're having more women being murdered. You can Google it, Jacksonville, Florida. Women are just, I have to keep my children safe. I have two girls that I keep safe all the time, because I was raped at from the time I was born. Ooh, I'm going to say 3-4 that I can remember the history. And there are people that know me that knew my story, and it was all covered up. It's a lot going on. I don't want to bring it all out on radio like that. But, yeah, there are children being trafficked, taken from their mothers for no reason at all. Let me tell y'all something. The children, especially black kids, are being put on the market, and we are getting we're getting set up. I've never did drugs. I've never did alcohol. I don't have a bad record. And my kids were taken away from me as I was taken from my mother, as we were in these foster care homes being slave trade. They made us have sex. I can't stand to be locked up in a box, because they put us in a closet for discipline. Some were put in the freezers. There's a lot of foster children that died. I mean, we need help all over the world. We need help. And I'm ready to stand up for what I believe in. I'm not going to be silenced no more. I'm not going to let them silence me. So if you guys have a great plan, these smart cities, the smart cities are putting cameras everywhere. We found out that they were putting cameras in the hotels. They were putting, some of the new houses have cameras in them. They never let us have our own land. We invent stuff, but they get the privilege of taking it and claiming it for themselves. They've took my mother from me. My mom just died. My real mother died Saturday. I never got a chance to know her family. She was taken from her mother. We were slave trade. You understand? So I don't play when it comes to, let's get serious with getting the blocks, the houses, the land, whatever we have to do. I was on Clubhouse, this app called Clubhouse, and there was a guy, he was well known, and he took thousands and thousands of dollars. We trusted him, and he just wanted the money for himself. Once he got the money, oh, God, it's terrible. Another celebrity exposed him that he was going to get death threats. So if we're looking for the next future of movement. We cannot stay in these cities long. They're gathering us up like cattle. We're dying every day. And so, again, a lot of women are not being protected. We're dying in numbers. And so, yeah, so, like, if you guys are donate to this organization that he was talking about on the radio, I'm going to get more information. If you guys have a catalog or website, I would like to get I have people here who's ready to find somewhere to go to help build and do more, because right here in my city, we're walking death here. And the reason why I'm alive is because of God. You have no clue of what we're dealing with here in these cities. Florida is under attack so bad. So, I'm grateful that you guys are gathering up the stuff, but these kids, these women and men, you guys, if you live in America, these parents are being set up. Your healthy kids are being marked and put a big price over their head. The healthy babies are 21,000 and up. I'm sorry, guys. I have to take a breath. But look up adoptions. Call that 1-800 number and find out the money that you have to pay for. We are put up like cattle. I have been slaved. I have 9 kids, yet the system took them all and put them up for, they knew what they were doing. And if y'all knew how big this were, if y'all really want to know how big this is, you can't even go after one person because it's a ring. And just like they just killed a Caucasian lady who exposed the government and the web that was tied up with that. Y'all would not believe the people who are buying kids and making us have sex with them. Me as a child, just going through so much. So I'm not upset. I'm healed from it. But there are children right now in my city who's living in these homes. And when I try to, it takes more than just me. It takes all of us. You know that these children are getting molested. Come forth. I'm going to also say these pastors, they're adopting these kids, and they're having sex with these kids. Y'all have no clue, and nobody believes us. But now it's being exposed, and I protect my little girls. So protect your kids, and be careful about this. They could take your kids inside the school system, and when you go to pick up your kids, you will not see your kids. This is what happened to me, and I'll be more than happy to give anybody my record and what at my record and the reason, and they don't have a reason as to why they took my kids. They were healthy. Each child was healthy, and they were put on the market, and a lot of Caucasian people buy our kids. And I want to tell you this. If these Caucasians get our kids, they brainwash the kids. Let me tell you something. At 9 and 10 years old, I thought I was white because I was in a white school with white parents, had white friends, and I turned on my own people. It took God to bring me back to knowing who I am, and I'm still learning. If y'all don't help us, we're doomed anyways, right? So what I'm saying is look at this foster care system and start teaching these parents because they think they're working hard. You're working hard, and the children are not being protected. These teachers are fundling with our kids in school. Let me tell you, I put my kids in private school, and my kids don't know none of those foul things. I have an 18-year-old that's still a virgin, a 17-year-old boy is still a virgin. No drugs, no alcohol. We have to not be so busy. I know we have to work, but if you're busy and your kids are I'm telling y'all, these demons, they have set these people in these school systems. So if you guys are talking about building neighborhoods, talk about building schools that we can trust people with our kids. Let's talk about hospitals. These hospitals are killing my mom during surgery. She was talking fine. She died on Wednesday, just recently, talking good and died in surgery. We need African-American doctors, African-American lawyers. We need a whole nation of our own. They got their own. The bank accounts, they got our money in their banks, and they're getting ready to close the banks down, guys. All right, so I don't want to talk your head off. It's so much that I do know. God showed me the vision. I did my research. I was a flex officer. I protect and serve the peace, yet I found so much information that can keep people alive. But y'all got to build your own. We got to build our own. Everybody's building their own. We have to trust each other to build our own. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen Jacqueline. Straight out of Jacksonville, and her story is a phenomenal story. And there will be journalists that will be joining us and then putting this in some of our circulation for some of our newsprint and our Black Power magazine and Black Panther magazine, et cetera, because it's a coverage that is a necessity for our living. And I know a lot of people say survival, but the rat, cat, the dog, and the hog know how to survive. But we are humans, and we live. We are the Black Panther Party, and we are those who are freedom fighters, and we are against the opposition. We are not with the enemy. We are not trying to team up with Mr. White. We're not attempting to tiptoe through the tulips. We're not on the chorus line to sing a few verses of Kumbaya. So we say lift every voice and sing, but in the same breath, lift every fist and swing against your open enemy, against the opposition, for they are trying to set you up, and they are coming back on the next blow to take what you have. And on that final blow, it's a death blow, and they come back to kill you. So don't take for granted any relationship that you have. And it's a time to be very serious about your freedom, about justice and equality for we the people, and it's at an hour when the world has gone into a tailspin because they've been misled. They've been given Kool-Aid to drink from all of the politicians. Make no mistake about it. And we have good, fresh juice here at Black Power Radio, including the grade A wake-up juice. And so with that, I'm going over here by Black Lightning, I believe, and he can talk black to you on some of the things of interest, such as His Excellency Marcus Messiah Garvey coming up in New York. For instance, what's going on in Shreveport and Colorado, et cetera. Black Lightning is right here, Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Yes, sir. We got a full plate. but the full plate, the best full plate, we got to start where we got to start. In New York City for Marcus Garvey Day, in Harlem, and retrace the roots of Adam Clayton Powell, Malcolm X, Khalid Muhammad, all the greatest freedom fighters have walked through those same doors and hallways and streets. So I feel the revolutionary spirit when I go there and get some good food. So everybody meet us, beat us there, don't meet us there, because the line should be around the block, but you'll get in and bring the whole family. Because this is a family affair, you know what I'm saying? Got Queen Mother. I should get her on the line. Yaa Santawa, always been holding it down. New York City, every Marcus Messiah Garvey Day. We should get her on the line. I'll try to, at least. I'm looking. but in the meantime... and in between time, land acquisition, I'll pick up where Sister Truth left off. I'm sure she'll pick it back up, though. Land acquisition for We the People. And once you have it, see, you can always get some grants, get some loans and stuff like that, you know, for everything else. And just like the sister said, we can have our own hospital. We have our own. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure if Sister Warrior Woman is still listening, that we met at either the powwow or at in D.C. or the longest walk. Yeah, the longest walk. And wait, hold on, hold it down. I'm chime some no. Well, I'm going to have to chime him in. Yeah, I'm going to chime him in. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, see if you can get,
Okay,
yeah,
I'm on Black Power Radio, and I got MOI Barabbas Carlos on the line, and he's chiming in from the ATL. He chimed in just in time. We all celebrating our born solar returns and what's going on today out there in ATL, Carlos? You on the line, Black Power Radio.
Nothing really. Not too much.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, what about what you was telling me about on those reports, because that was pretty interesting. While I get one more person on the line, hold on.
I don't know what reports you're talking to.
This is a prepaid debit call from...
Damn, hold on.
Yeah, he'll be bringing up the brother Abdullah from behind the wall at Rikers Island and other inmates that are behind the wall in Colorado and California. I'm just saying to you that... almost broke down like a newborn. We have a man behind the wall for 36 years for a crime that he did not commit. All of Colorado knows he didn't commit the crime. And then on top of that, they're getting $800 a day for this man. And I move that we get him to free him from Colorado Corrections And it is not a new phenomenon. They have done throughout the West and the Midwest, they have done this consistently. And we must break the pattern or break the traditions. It's, Dr. Frederick Douglass is telling us exclusively that they can do no more to you than you allow them to do. And this is just real talk for real men and women. You must step up to the plate. Straight out the gate, you got to step up to the plate. And this is the time and the hour of your freedom. And we're going to be right back here tomorrow on Black Power Radio on Sundays and Mondays. You can dial in at 515, at 605, at 9889. Again, for all of those that are numerically pure at heart, you can dial in at 515, at 605, at 9889. And this is what we say. When we put the word out and we get all of our revolutionaries joined in to one network and we come out with one voice of collective solidarity, when we begin to speak as one voice, when we begin to work for self-determination, and when you raise that black nation for self-determination, and then you will see the progress that we're trying to make is something we should have been doing long ago, but now that we have snapped to ourselves and snapped to attention, and let's go ahead and do the rest of the mission, because we want full and complete freedom. We want full and complete solidarity. We want full and complete liberation, full and complete emancipation from all forms of enslavement. We want to free every man, every woman from amongst the righteous that have been neglected. It's a form, a peculiar form of criminal neglect that has been practiced here in America against we, the righteous people, are now rising up against the wicked and the unrighteous. We, the melanated nations, are going against the non-melanated nations. There's no shame in the game, and there's no shame in the claim. And I will yield my mic, Black, to you and our host, Q, tonight. We have, again, our warrior woman, and she's right on the front line, and she's been on the front line for 50-plus years, and she really ain't scared of nothing on the opposition, and we can talk Black here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. Where is it? Black Diamond, where is everybody at, Queen Mother?
All right, can you unmute? He's not unmuted. So, Black Power?
Black Power. This is Warrior Woman. Am I on too?
Black
yes, ma'am.
Power. Yes,
Black
ma'am.
Power. Thank you.
Black Power.
All day, Black Power.
I have a question for Warrior Woman and Black Power. All
Black
the sisters
Power.
Are getting on the line from Black Lightning, the Black Lion. And, I had a question. Were you there at the concert when they had the bell dance, the chief that you were speaking of? He invited me down there, and they had a bell dance, and with the bells on the dress, the ladies had the bells on their dresses.
The jingle bells. Yeah, they started bringing them out to the public because of Leonard Peltier. Jingle bell.
Well, the bell dance, the bells on the dresses. With the bells on them.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that was quite amazing seeing that, and the then the riders, the seven riders on the longest walk. We were all down in Southwest Washington D.C. I was wondering if you might have been one of them. I can tell you, when one of the guys, Sunshine, he had the bullwhip, and he took the bullwhip He knocked a daggone big, huge limb off of a tree with a bullwhip. One whack, that limb was gone. I was like, wow, look at this. So were you there at that time where they all had the horses and rode all the way across country?
Yes, there's since at 78 that my husband led the first one, and then they started being a lot of copycats after, but then there were some, because people don't realize that there's been a lot of informers since the beginning, you know, always trying to sneak into our business, trying to cause chaos, you know. So there's been lots of things, you know, even after Standing Rock. The FBI came out here saying that, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So we all went down to the powwow from there. So, yes, ma'am, you're bringing back some grand memories for myself, Black Power, and all power to the people.
Right on. We meet the revolution. I want to see some spark before I die.
I am a black revolutionary. Say it with me, y'all. I am a black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
I am an indigenous black revolutionary. And I'm not a happy slave. Black power.
There's
the spark. So I guess the ladies, y'all have the mic.
Well, if we have this free time here until it gets together, I just wanted to mention that the Klans are coming out. We're in California, and these small little towns that we're from, we're in the middle of California, and the KK with their little white gown and cap are coming out, and the community has asked us to come, you know, to come out. But last time I came out, it just so happened that somebody had killed two police officers, and I was out here saying, we got to get rid of the police because they're killing our people. So it's like these people are our country, you know. But so there might be some stuff coming out, you know, about the Klansmen wearing their white capes and stuff, you know. We know that they can do what they want even without them because they control this country. That's why we need to organize. We have to unite. We have to continue to, the struggle continues.
As you say, the struggle continues, and they can kill a black revolutionary, but they can't kill the black revolution. As we continue to fight for our justice and freedom at this hour, because their intent is our enslavement 100%. They are unrelenting in their task to enslave us, and we must be unrelenting in our task for freedom, justice, and equality. I'm hoping that Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, that we can plug her back in. Somehow it's a technical difficulty. I'm not sure what's happening with her line, but your mic is open at the front. Black Power, are you there? Black Power, you have to unmute yourself. Black Power, Black Power, you're there.
Okay.
Black Power, and right, welcome again. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power,
Black Power. Black
Queen
Power.
Golden?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. I walked off. You guys were
Black
looking
Power,
for me.
Black Power, M.O.J.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Mm-hmm. We have the subject.
How's everything going, everybody?
Everything is going great.
Absolutely.
We don't want any more than you have, meaning the system. And we don't want any less than what you have, meaning the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
right
that's the Marcus Messiah Garvey Day in New York. We're going to Shreveport and to Spartanburg. We're going to land in Colorado for freedom fighting.
Yes.
In Mississippi, Colorado,
yes.
It's Fort Louisiana. Don't let any, don't go to sleep on this Black Revolution. We're coming back to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the second, the second annual. Coming back to Tulsa, Oklahoma to get the freedom for those that they have done the dirt to us. And September 11th, we'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Right on. So I wanted to briefly shift gears on accountability. National Chairman, have you heard of the American Rescue Plan? Or any of our listening audience? The American Rescue Plan Act of 2021.
Look it up right now.
We have
also known as COVID stimulus package.
The connection to the COVID at 2021?
Yes. The American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 dispersed $350 billion under the Biden administration to all working businesses as well as individuals. Remember when we got, got some extra funding for their businesses, COVID and stuff like that? You remember that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Everybody look it up.
All right. So the reason why
this is
important.
In fact, one of my businesses is the beneficiary of some of that. But go ahead.
Absolutely. So this $350 billion really is what we can consider a reparations funding, because this money was allocated for marginalized businesses, people that need the most help. This is what particularly this bill that was signed in 2021 on March 11th. By Joe Biden, and it's supposed to claim the speed up the country's recovery from economic and health crisis. So for those who may not know what the American Rescue Plan Act was, I'm going to play a little clip so you can get a backtrack on why we need to follow and hold accountable for this funding.
What is President Biden's Goals and Rescue Plan? The American Rescue Plan is President Biden's comprehensive plan to address the public health crisis and resulting economic crisis. It's a legislative package that will get Americans to the relief they need and start us on the path towards rebuilding our economy. The plan breaks down into three categories: relief, shocks, and tools. First, the ARP provides immediate relief to working Americans. The plan delivers another $1,400 to American households, which, taken with the December stimulus, totals $2,000. It extends unemployment benefits and provides grants to more than 1 million of our hardest hit businesses. The most important tool to getting our economy back on the right track is getting more people vaccinated. So, secondly, the ARP will fund a national vaccine program, so we'll get shots in the arms of more Americans faster. At the same time, it is critical that we safely reopen our schools so our kids can go back to learning and our parents can get back to work. We'll do that by funding cleaning, PPE, and smaller class sizes for safe learning environments. There's more in the bill, but you get the gist. We have to give families like yours immediate relief while putting us on the path to end this crisis once and for all. The cost of doing nothing has never been higher. Tell us how the American Rescue Plan would help you at whitehouse.gov.
Well, I can tell you how the American Rescue Plan could have helped us if Black businesses were funded as it should have been. If individuals, Black descendants of slaves, were receiving the funding that other races and nationalities received. Now, this was in 2021, family, so the COVID and the reopening of schools is no longer needed. The total package was $1.9 trillion. That was the total amount of money that was shelled out specifically for COVID. Out of that $1.9 trillion, $350 billion that didn't go to PPE or COVID shots, it went nationally to every single state, single county, and every single city received a portion of this funding. Right here in Sacramento, we found out that $112 million was given to the city of Sacramento in two installments. L.A. City received $1.9 billion, and L.A. County received $1.23 billion. San Diego received $312 million, and Oakland received $412 million. These are things that you can actively see or request in your local jurisdiction. So this is why we as Blacks need to focus on the American Rescue Plan funding, the remaining portions, because a lot of cities did not spend it all. But if we're not following along and holding them accountable, most of the funding from ARPA, also known as ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act, then this is what they're going, these politicians, do nothing, are pocketing as we speak, funneling their own nonprofits, funneling their own businesses, giving it to their friends. Yet the actual byproduct, the bylaws of this American Rescue Plan Act was specifically for marginalized communities. Now somebody tell me, who is not more marginalized than a Black man or woman, especially descendants of slaves in this country? It was a roundtable question. Who else is more marginalized than the Black descendants of slaves in this country, since we're asking for reparations?
I think, again, with the record saying that we reached the highest number of injuries and casualties in record time, there's something about that statistic that kind of alarms those that are alert, that we reached the total number of 50,000 body bags in record time on this COVID. We went from zero to 50,000 in record time. We have the most that are in the hospital beds in record time. So that means someone had to be said, this had to be a planned pandemic as opposed to a pandemic. And we have to look at how they had issued these vaccines, the so-called antidote, which actually gives you the disease or saturates our communities with disease and brings the COVID to our door. We didn't go out looking for COVID. COVID was brought to us. So we didn't land on COVID.
That's right.
COVID landed on us, but there were people distributing this bacterial warfare door to door. But there was an insurance policy that it would hit the Black communities the hardest. And that's something you've got to manage and process from New Orleans to New York. And I land my plane, but I can give you volume after volume on this thing. But I was going to give you back that mic and say my.
Right on. And so, DC.
We just did a
recent research on DC, and when you type in how much ARPA funds did blank city receive, Google it. So wherever city you're from, if you live in Chicago, if you're Maryland, if you're North Carolina, South Carolina, you type in your city particularly, how much did my ARPA funds did my city receive, and it'll tell you the number right there. So just as we typed in how much ARPA funds did D.C. receive, we received the answer is mind-boggling. And so our national chairman who's in D.C., I want you to take a crack at a guess of how much money do you think D.C. Council received from this ARPA fund.
I'm just going to put $1 billion up and keep it moving.
Okay, $1 billion. You're close. Try 195.3 billion, almost $200 billion, the city of DC received in ARPA funds. So what that tells us is that this funding has received, and there's a plenty of it, has received to many cities, but again, I believe none of us have really followed it or have accountable. We can say recently that this is a new research that we are focusing on. But to find out how much the city has spent and how much is left is exactly what we the people need to focus on. in the next 30 days. So tonight, if you're listening, Black family, I need you to type in your city, Google, how much ARPA funds, A-R-P-A, did my city receive? And with that number, those who are knowledgeable on taking the next step, you put in a public request or you ask your local councilman. If you're in tune with your local city council or your county council, there's usually someone who has been signed to this funding. Every city has somebody or an office that they created to manage these fundings. So there is absolutely no city that received this money that doesn't have a website or put it on their government.gov website. However your city is organized, you can find out the point person who is responsible for this funding. Now, remember, it started rolling out in 2021, almost over 2 years ago. And believe me, this funding is important to highlight because every city has their own taxes that generate enough revenue to give out to their community. So when they receive this COVID funding, on top of what they should have based on their taxes, this is extra money that they really should need if their city is running correctly. Even in the most corrupt Democratic-run poverty cities, you always have a general revenue that the city has. You must follow this money because this, Black family, is our reparations money. It should not have gone to the rich Latino company on this side or the so-called wannabe Jewish companies or construction companies here. But that's exactly where they went. Testimonies from Black businesses, from individuals who said that they applied, but they never received. Majority of the Black businesses say that they did not receive as much as the Korean business or the Asian business in their neighborhood or the non-Black company in their neighborhood. And this is alarming. But now we have a blueprint on how to trace that, Black family, and get the results that we need. So we need to have one voice, as we state. No reparations, 2023. No Black vote, 2024. No vote. And that's precisely why that American Rescue Plan funding is what we need to go after as our reparations bill. So if you're sitting, Black Power.
And
so if you're sitting,
14. I see 1,400. Is that, let's see, 1,400 per person. Yeah, at least in
that's
my area.
That's part of the chump change. Yes, that's part of the chump change that they have been throwing out. So some people got 2,000, 1,400.
Well, see what they did with their city too. Like they
those who have received those menial crumbs is exactly what they want to do to distract you from the bigger sum. Almost $200 billion in D.C. So the families and the citizens and our Black people in D.C., we should be asking, where's the rest of that funding? And those who have applied for grants or Black businesses who have been actively trying to apply and they didn't receive a dime, this is your starting point now, Black family. We're telling you right here on Black Power Radio where to begin. And we all should be on the same page with this funding because, again, this is not a small amount that we can overlook. This is extra funding to the Black businesses that should have received it first and foremost. So with that being said, we want you Black Power, we want you to continue to be on the vigilant path on holding your local governance accountable. Because if we're kowtowing with the enemy, we will get nowhere. And they know this. So reparations that ended in California on June 29th, that is something that still has another step or layer that has to complete. The next step is to present a bill to D.C., which is what the task force so-called should be doing. But based on the talking points in past history, Black family, we have seen time and time again bills that have been supported by senators, by your assembly person. In the end, the voting majority does not reach a consensus to pass. That includes, if you remember,
the George Floyd in the world that this bill, legislation that's supposed to administer accountability for the law enforcement that continually abuse our black bodies. Yet they don't want immunity for these law enforcement officers. And again, in the bill, it has to be retailed because it's focusing on federal law enforcement. If we read the entire bill, which is a bunch of crap to begin with, how many of us encounter with a federal agent on a daily basis? Let's keep it real. No, it's usually the sheriff, LAPD, or even probably highway patrol from time to time. But we don't really encounter with federal agents or law enforcement on a daily basis. So whoever drafted this bill, which Kamala Harris, you know, proudly said, I will make sure this bill passed. Well, it has some flaws to begin with. So we're talking to our black-faced politicians who are about we the people to hear this and administer the solutions of what we're asking for. So with that being said, Black family, your Minister of Justice is laying out a clear assignment of what we need to look for in the next 30 days. And as we follow along with Black Power Radio, we will give you the update on what we have discovered. But this does not come without your involvement. So as you support Black Power Radio, Cash App 77 Bakers, so you can log on to the newblackpantherparty.com if you want to show your financial support. But while you're doing so, I need you to also be proactive in this specific request. We need to know where our ARPA funds are. Where is ARPA? Create your campaign, but gather your area and make sure that your local city, county council is aware that we need some answers. And if they don't give you answers in your city, Black family, you got to tell me what we're doing wrong here. Black power.
Black power.
Black power, black power. And we want to thank Dr. Critical Race Tuesday for giving us those updates, and as she consistently brings us the news and views that you won't see on the regular news or on the 6 o'clock news report. Even you won't see those stories. You won't hear from them on CNN, not on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and all the crews with your news and views. You won't see any of them around. Just these stories, you have to fight for journalism at this hour. You have to fight to bring those news stories to the air. So we're right here giving you more of what you listen to radio for. And Dr. Critical Race Tuesday is a living proof and evidence. As we go back, I think we have our beloved Queen Jacqueline.
Black power.
Thank you for using Global Telling.
I have somebody on the line, but that's all going on.
Oh, you lost. We lost Brother Abdullah. See if we can get him back, work on it, see if we can get Abdullah back. Let's see. We still have Queen Jacqueline, I think, on the air. If not, we can go straight to Black Lightning or Warrior Woman, whichever
yeah.
one
well,
came out.
Have, yes, I do have a special guest along with our community. I do have a special guest on the live with me. He is part of HHS Sack Town, Mr. Bobby Reed, that is making some moves in Sacramento. The Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black the power.
Come on and make a left. Just make a left right there. Make a left.
And
come
in the
left. Make a
Brother
left.
Brother Rocky, are you on the line?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Black power, black power. We're right there with you. You all can go ahead and I'll be on mute for a minute.
All right. If you can unmute your line, Brother Rashawn.
Oh, yeah, I was taking pictures of that property over here at 830 K Street, that big, huge hotel that we need. I was taking pictures of this. Yeah, so I didn't get to hear you. I just hopped back in the car after taking pictures.
Oh, right on. Well, he's on the field as of here. We were just describing the youth program and what we want to launch in Sacramento. So I mentioned the American Rescue Plan funding of $112 million that went to Sacramento, and how we're going to hold our city accountable in providing the funding that's necessary, not only for our Black youth, Black businesses, but for our Black families.
Absolutely. So what I also wanted to do as far as sponsorship money, as far as that, to hold these, like say they would say, what, Chick-fil-A or these companies that you know, kind of be prejudiced, I'm going to make a flyer that's probably say Urban Fighters. The urban fighters of discrimination or discriminations of urban, whatever. I'm going to come up with that, and I'm going to have like a camera crew or somebody following behind somebody and say, yes, we heard that you discriminate on funding black people for their urban projects. Is that true or false? And put the camera and like in their face and see if they say, yeah, that we hold them to some sponsorship funds.
Well, yeah, that'll hold any company, like Deer in Headlights. They don't want to be on the spot saying, yeah, we discriminate. That'll be a total riot. So that's actually a great outlet for us to disseminate in each city and gather your camera crew and your people together and hit the town. That's outreach and engagement in your area. So that's what we want to do here in California, is hold everyone accountable. These major corporations that's eating well, eating the fat off the land, and the politicians that help them. So it really is us against them. So can you tell us a little vision of what you'd like to see? Introduce to our vast listening audience who you are and what you'd like to see for our Black youth in Fat Camp.
Welcome.
Any time this year would be great.
I don't think you hear you.
Well, I'm reading an exclusive. It says two black men and a man down in down that way has been reporting this as well, but two black men tortured and shot by Mississippi cops, and they the cops plead guilty.
When?
Well, I'm just catching the headlines. Two days ago, it was reported. And then the Crooked Sheriff down there in Shreveport, Louisiana as well. His last name is Smith, a black sheriff down there too. Just happened to be letting a lot go by, you know. Just like the lady was saying about being indoctrinated into their cowboy state of mind and not knowing who they are. And basically co-signing all this police brutality, killings, and this and that down in Shreveport. Even drug a black lady in the park, you know, for no reason. So too much going on down there. And he chimed in last week on that. But yeah, go through on the that's something everybody should be at least jumping on their portion of it, you know, the emergency relief plan. Yeah, coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds. Dr. Truth, are you still there? Let's see. Uh-oh. Dr. Truth Bay, are you still there? Okay. Well, I'm reading it right here, too. So always come with the plan, that's for sure. And you have to
know who your council members are, so that way you know who has control of those funds. As a matter of fact, which ones have control of the funds over the sheriff's departments and different things. And as we say, defund the police. We can handle this ourselves. We don't need
right
to help.
Sorry, we had a technical difficulty, so we're back on the line. Black power.
Oh, black power.
Black power. So just earlier, we were just introducing Rashawn Rocky Reed, that's launching a youth program in Sacramento. And we wanted him to introduce himself and his vision for black youth in Sacramento. Power to the people.
Yes, hello. My name is Rashawn Reed. I'm with the Sactown, Hip-Hop Fraternity. And what we want to do is educate the youth on political science as well, and also get them here. Because what's going on, what they don't understand is called a 2045 initiative. The 2045 initiative is about downloading every person's mind's eye inside the AI's major mind frame, and that's why they got on every Facebook and all your Instagrams and all your. It's called MetaQuest, and it's a metaverse that they're trying to put everybody into. So if you know how to escape it, or if you do, tell me how to escape that matrix. If, other than that, we ain't got no choice but to go into that metaverse. That's where you're headed next. So since you know that, right, you're here right now, you can put your stock in and start building, because you got property that you can buy inside the metaverse they're doing right next to all the several celebrities. All the celebrities and people to know, they're inside the metaverse already preparing their properties, preparing their businesses, selling real estate, selling all that type of stuff now. They got avatar bodies and make avatar have – they all go inside an avatar room with their – and they pay for – like, say I have a nightclub. They have an avatar nightclub, and you can attend there in your avatar and party. They're already doing all kind of stuff behind the back scenes for this. So since we are aware of it and now know about this computer lifestyle, this virtual reality world, we might as well jump on it now and start getting our real estate in there, start getting our money up in there, start getting our value in there, and start teaching our youngsters how to understand what's going on with the MetaQuest, how to understand this virtual reality world, and understand computer science, coding, and political science. So with that in the neighborhood, I'm what they call a – I'm a black man, but I'm more the what they probably would say, nigga or thug or whatever you want to call it. I'm more on that side of the equation. So we kind of didn't want to vote. Like, oh, I don't do nothing. So since I'm learning your vote really can do something for hooking up with y'all distinguished people, I want to teach people that's on my frequency or be around me, like, okay, let's try this for just 1 year. No reparations, no vote. Let's try this 1 year and see what our vote can do. Or let's see what if it do something this year. Yeah, but if it don't do nothing, we don't got to vote no more. But right now, we want our money that's due to us. We want certain things going on, and it only happens by putting our people into play, because I've been in the city council meetings. All the ethnic groups got a powerful person to represent them in the thing to make sure they get their money, except us. Ours being there just watching just to be a face and to get his cut and a gatekeep. So we need a non-gatekeeper in these city policy and these political spots that we elect, that we put in for the people, by the people. And I have a place here, a huge 4,000 square feet across the number one. This is the number one spot in the city, basically, where I got. So we need to – I'm going to turn this into a Dr. Xavier performing whatever school of performing arts for whatever all our black youth need. But it starts with the political science, but it starts with learning how to read first. If you don't have no literacy, if you don't know your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s, you ain't going to be able to read nothing or count nothing. You get caught up in them 360 deals. So we want to educate our youth and start putting them in place so we can stop complaining about why we ain't getting and why we ain't gotten them. We don't got no youth in these city council meetings. We don't got no older people in these city council meetings. We don't got nobody there, like the Jimmy Hoffas and them, the whole Teamsters, sitting at every meeting with the money and talking about, no, where is ours at? So that's what I want to put together here. Miss Truth Bear, Miss Juliet Hoffa and her team can make sure they at every meeting that's concerning our money for our people and make sure we get ours dedicated into our chambers of commerce that they're setting up with. So that's what I want to do. We want to know where's the money. We want to hold everybody accountable for the money. And we see everybody getting sponsorships and sponsored except the black people. So now we want to say, hey, we got businesses we intelligent to. We serve our community to. We deserve sponsorship to. So here's a mic and a camera in your face. Tell us why you can't give us our end. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And that's what it's all about, accountability. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to teach a lot of these black men on how to really be leaders, and we want to teach a lot of black women on how to get along with a black man and how to come under authority of a black man. We don't want no more woman kings. We want woman queens. We want women that want to not be in masculine energy all the time, wooing, warring, fighting, and proving themselves to me. No, fall back. You got real men step up to the plate. Now, let us lead and fight while you take care of the paperwork, the household, and all the other stuff that we need. We can't be Mr. Mom. For somebody, you can't be out here in the fighting, and I can't be out here fighting. Somebody got to protect the kids and feed us, because you got to understand your quality as a woman is you're the most important equation to the family, because you feed us. Whatever you feed us either can keep us alive or it can kill us or keep us even healthier than the neighbors then. We eat better than the neighbors then because you know how to put together the formula for us, because you can tell our body type because you are living with us. So we want to teach back nutrients, teach black women how they rose on how to – men, and we – if you want – us out in the house sewing. We don't know how to sew. We don't know how to be a nurturer. We're going to make the kids have mental issues by telling them the wrong thing. You as the nurturer is the one more doing that. So we want to start reversing the roles back to all these gay men stop wanting to be running and being up under. We want to have you standing in the household and being able to take that woman's pressure that she's putting on you and for it at least start to fall in pressure and emasculation and start putting back into you and let you be the leader before you happen to take your leadership from her. You don't want to take the leadership from the white man, this man, the Chinaman, and then you got to come home and take your leadership from your wife. So we want to start teaching a little more how to get along with each other. And a dominant black man is not trying to beat her woman. He's trying to beat the man. He's not trying to fall back and follow the woman's plan. He's trying to have her follow his plan. So we try to get a little understanding on more about these women with all the little lashes and hair businesses and real estate little businesses thinking that they're the boss. And there's men out here that can lead and roll. So fall back. You can do your real estate. You can do your lashes. But do that under some direction and some protection. So we want to teach that nowadays. The protocol.
Right on. Very well said.
Well said.
Yep, we got to get back
Black power.
Step forward with your plans. Step up with your plans.
There's no way a lot of us black men that are about something that God is talking about, I want to marry me an Asian or a white woman. Our black woman's attitude's got to start changing to make a black man to not even want to be bothered with that. It ain't, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, not a bum man that got to listen to you, that got to sleep on your couch, that got to use your car, got to get some of your money to buy him some weed with. He's going to follow every woman listen to you. But me, that can take care of you and another woman, too, I'm not about to listen to you and follow your plan. You got to follow my plan, my world. I'm not to uproot and move out of my place and then follow you. No, I'm the man. I'm the anchor. You forever. If I say we moving to Texas, we going to Texas. And they go, I got 10 years or 20 years in my career as a nurse. I can't go nowhere. So you want me to move and follow you? If your job promotes you and tell you to go somewhere, then I got to follow where you at, because you saying you got a career, a piece of paper from this man? No. Plan,
no.
Have a vision, and it's going to work. You put down what you follow me. This is my boat. I'm the captain. There can't be two captains of the ship. I'm the captain.
Good job.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
We want
that
going on here.
Black power.
That's what I want. That's right. Step up with your plan, brothers. That's what I keep saying.
And stick to it. You the man.
We as women do not want to be out there fighting the fight. We want to be nurturing. We want to be growing. But the problem is a lot of our black men do not have a plan. And that's what we're saying. A lot of women out here, they don't want to be out there like that.
So it's got to be like this. I'm just keeping it real. A lot of black women are jealous of each other. Now, I'm not I'm not trying to promote multiple women. But if you know one man can help five of you, lead five of you to some water, then get you some water and quit playing and don't worry about her water. Get you some too. So I don't understand what's going on with how people are thinking. A black woman that has 3-4 kids, single, and you come to her and she tell you, we got to wait till she give you a virgin's dowry. You're like, hold on, you got grandkids. Why are you treating me like you a virgin? You get it?
So it's got to be a little more respect on how you playing me. Like, I don't know that you had kids before. You're not a virgin. And what's going
and
on?
And a man.
Like, you two, black women are coming at you like, I don't want you to look at me for sex. Then what do you think a man's supposed to look at a woman for? We think we've got to want to be buddies? And I got
Hello.
A buddy friend over here? So women Hello. Are getting it twisted and trying to take the sexuality from men and wondering why the men is running into faggots just praising them. And white women and Asians. No, black women start praising your black men and start saying,
exactly.
I got to get to know you before I open my legs. Give that nigga some pussy and quit playing around. So
no,
I don't know what's going on. They're trying to act like.
What's your number? Look, what's your number?
I don't know what they're doing. They're saving it for
death.
Like, hold on now. And I was explaining to a black woman, like a real woman knows the secrets. They know that their body is used as for eye candy, and that eye candy is used to make men give you what they work hard for. So if you wander around here struggling, talking about I got self-respect and self-dignity, while the next woman getting hers off on this, while you struggling, talking about I'm all this and that, and you broke it in a joke, while Nicki Minaj talking about I do this and I do this, she's a multimillionaire. So
are
I don't
you
be understanding what's going on.
Good
go ahead
job.
And keep that good shit to yourself and stay broke.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I ain't saying be a hoe, but when you got the right men that's talking to you, but a lot of the right men got good hearts, so they want to take advantage of that. So when they got the right man with the good heart coming around,
that's
they're like, oh, this is a virgin's dowry. This is a virgin's price.
Right.
But the bum-ass nigga that want to beat your ass and scared, and you scared to death of when he said, get your ass here, you jumping out of your shoes to get here, and he ain't giving you nothing. He taking it all. So I don't understand what you want. Every man to be aggressive and dog walk you to get some respect, or you want a man that's nice and good and acts in the right way, baby girl. So I don't know where they at right now. They need to get a little training and understand who's who. The bomb man who gets the same respect as the man who got himself accomplished together. And all you gotta do is the right thing to him, and he'll give it all to you, baby.
That's right. Boils down to mutual respect as well. So this is where we definitely got to train our youth, our young boys how to be men, our young girls how to be women, and to balance that out. We don't want to also match young men or women to community dicks or vaginas either. Okay? So with that being said, we want them to have critical, emotional thinking, so they don't have to jump the gun and respect themselves. So, yes, it's a balance, and I agree. So let's work on promoting these black girls, black power to our youth so they can know who they are when they become adults and get into relationships.
Time for me. Black power.
Right on. Well, thank you, Mr. Reed, for your insight. Do you have anything else for us?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good job.
No problem. Yeah, I was raised in the hood by real men, like where men, they're like every day you got to get tested, or from masculine, he might punch you, or we might fight, or it's so many masculine. I grew up with men so hard that you don't know if he's about to what dump on you today, or he's been drinking, let him stand over here, or like, you know what I mean? I'll be around men where you got to be a man, or they going to run you up the block. You know what I mean? You can't stand around here with us with mentality. So, like, I'm used to being around men where, like, you know what I mean, you on your toes. Or you might have to stop somebody yourself because it didn't came at you a certain way. I'll be around those type of men, not the metro soft-ass dudes that if you punch them, they're going to go call the police on you. Or I'm about to call the health department on you. Now, I'll be around men. You punch me, I punch you back. We fight a little bit. We stop. We go get a drink or we smoke, and we back kicking it again. I'm gonna shoot you. You put your hand. Your hands on me. Well, I'm calling the cops. Well, I don't be around men like that.
No.
I be around men that if you punch him, you gotta get down back real quick. Somebody better break it up. You get it? I want men like that back around. Whereas men, you know what I mean? Ogres. Where you going? He's an asshole. I can't stand him. Oh, that must be a man.
Wow.
He's so nice. He does everything I want. Yeah. And you wonder why he ended up finding out he's down low. No, a man is going to you're going to think of him as an asshole because he ain't agreeing to none of that shit you're talking about.
He ain't saying that.
He ain't agreeing to none of that weak ass shit. He ain't carrying your purse to the store. Talking about hold my purse while we shop.
That's not what a man going to do. Like, you got me. Matter of fact, go to the, here's the money, go to the store, and I'll help you bring the groceries in the house.
Good job.
I'm not about to be in the grocery store with you. Shit. So it ain't nothing personal. But I'm not a grocery shopper unless I live by myself. But if I got a female, then here's the money, or here's the food stamp card, baby. Go get us some go get us them Scooby snacks. You got what I'm talking about?
Black power.
So,
all right. Black
we
power.
Need
that's
more cool. men around to show the men how to be. Because there's men that I be, you got to be a man. You got to don't come out of the house. Don't come out of the house. You're going to be standing around these dudes. You're getting your ass whipped in, or you're getting ran from around here. So I want to bring that back. You got to be scared to come out of the house because these are the men that you got to stand around and be around. And they're going to check you on it. They're going to check you on being the man. Like, well, hold on, bro. I seen you doing some weak ass shit the other day. What's going on? Don't never do that again. Like, I'm used to being around men like that, though. They're going to check you.
Well, we definitely don't. Well, we don't have that nationwide on a regular basis, which is why we need to have more father figures in the community. That's how we used to teach our kids. Everybody was responsible. You, the big mama's house, everybody watched each other. They watched the neighbors, but everyone's too afraid to discipline their youth. And that's precisely why we don't have young men protecting our young women as they should. And this is what has to change. So all of this is different parts of why a lot of the men aren't men and women aren't women, but we can change all that. That's precisely why we want to teach our youth the original way of how to raise your family. And that's what they want to take out, promoting everything trans, LGBT. I mean, even as a woman, trans women are taking over and complaining and really trying to overshadow real born women. And I just can't get it. But this, again, this is an agenda on a larger scale, which is why we cannot allow the Roman government to teach our kids. These public schools, majority are ran by white women. A lot of these public schools, the school board, you rarely see a black person on the school board. Usually it's a non-black person that has an agenda. Let's look at Chicago, for example. They just fired probably one of the strongest men that they had there. I'm going to pull this article up. Somebody can actually get into conversation while I put this article up, because this just recently happened. And this brother, I believe his name is Abdullah, really straight-laced. And he was teaching the kids correctly. But again, the Spanish school board, which I believe is Pedro Martinez, is the Chicago Public Schools superintendent. He deliberately went out his way to fire 6 black teachers in these schools. So, again, the war is on our straight-laced black men. They don't want our young men to have an idea on how to defend their community. And this is an outrage. But, again, when the school board meetings come up, do we show up? Rarely. And if we do, we're outnumbered. So a lot of the fault comes from us. We got to take a mirror and say, what am I not doing enough to make a way for my black youth? Other youth, you know, they have culture, they have unity, they have whatever they want to call it. But we have something that no one else has, and that's creativity. That's originality. We are the original man. Everyone comes from the black man and woman. Everyone. So where we lost our way was specifically on this soil. When they brought us here as slaves, now that we know what the deal is, we forgot how to fight, how to organize, how to put things together. But I believe that this year we could bring all that back with just 2 or 3 gathered together with like minds to make it happen. Make it happen. That's right, Black Power. Yield back the mic to National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Thank you again for joining us on Black Power Radio. And we just so happened that everyone left home. I see a few paranoid folks there leaving, and they got the Android group. And I'm happy that they came tonight. All of you came to Black Power Radio, and we're so damn happy that you did. And hopefully, if you gain some perspective and knowledge tonight, and hopefully it will set a pattern for the future that you stop picking a lot of shit off the opposition and start putting down some law and establish principles that will benefit we the people and position yourself for reparations. And damn it, if you don't get it, then you position yourself for fight. We're at war with this goddamn beast. And that's the thing that most of us are just not, we're not managing well on the aspect of being at war with beast. We're looking for a way that we can absolutely appease the opposition. And you can't appease him. You can't please him. If you start puking and moaning right now, you're not going to be able to please this beast. I will assure you. If you begin to do things that you think will make him happy, you can't please him no matter what you do. Brother and sister, you're going to have to go free for yourself and begin to offer ultimatums in the spirit of Dr. King, in the spirit of Adam Clayton Powell, in the spirit of Frederick Douglass. You cannot be apprehensive. You cannot be afraid of the opposition. You must take a harder line, what I call a hard line position, against the goddamn opposition. It's a simple equation, but it's hard for you to work the simplicity. So if some real shit break out, I don't know, most of you are in trouble. So I'm just here to tell you, you got to get up for your revolution. We're armed against the opposition. We didn't come to take on the U.S. Army. We didn't come to take on the National Guard. We didn't come into the Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, any of those ones, call the Coast Guard, no Guard. Oh, my, the Navy, Air Force, Marine, we're not here to combat the goddamn New York, the NYPD, the New York Metropolitan Police Department, the Washington, D.C. Police Department. But we are here to take a position against all forms of corruption, against all forms of malfeasance. And when I say malfeasance, that means that there are paid and elected officials around here with my tax dollar making mockery of we the people, by abusing that dollar, abusing us, and then setting us up. They don't have a carte blanche. They don't have a green light to practice corruption, sexual promiscuity, pedophilia, any of the above that is against the we the people. To go against the volition or the will of we the people is a form of malfeasance. To abandon the volition or the will of we the people is a form of malfeasance, and we are here to check them in the midst of all forms of iniquity that's against we the people, because we are the people and we are the government. And the quicker that we realize that, the quicker we'll organize against the opposition. We must take a strong, hardline position against the goddamn opposition, because they've taken a hardline position against you, and they have used and abused we the people for the last 100 straight years. There hasn't been one single clear ultimatum offered up. Even, I guess, since Dr. King offered them to do a bus boycott, to carpool for justice. And that was somewhat successful. There was an ultimatum: if you don't give me justice in the courtroom, then we will not ride your bus, your train, or your plane. We'll carpool for justice. That was symbolical of walking away. That was symbolical of exercising the volition, the will of the people. But you got weak once he exercised his right again. What do you do, sir? And what do you, you collect garbage? Okay, well, we're not going to pick up your garbage until we get so-and-so, such-and-such done. That is a form of an ultimatum. We have ultimatums at this hour, not just the vote alone, the land acquisition. There's business. There's other ways of bringing about ultimatums. If and then you use your computer system every day. You have an if then. Okay, if I move $1 million to point A, then will you move $10 million to point B? You must offer ultimatums in business, in finance, in politics, every field of endeavor, at every avenue of human interest. You must offer ultimatums to the system. Now, it's not the U.S. government. Keep saying, oh, you go down to the government and beg for a few dollars. Hell no. You owe us in the form of our inventions, our patents, our labor-saving devices, our building and carpenter skills, the enslavement from sharecropping and all of the dirty deeds that you put up, all the dirty deals that you put forth, and claiming that you're going to give us some sharecropping, but he paid off a year's worth, and then every year he pays off a year worth. Oh, you don't owe us, but and then he keeps moving the goddamn goalposts. Every time you read the Constitution, he said, well, you're going to be able to vote this year. You didn't miss but two words this year, and you come on back here next year, you're going to be able to vote. That's a vote. They act like they want you to vote. They don't want you to vote. How many times, brother and sister, have you voted for an electoral or a person that is casting a vote at the Electoral College that makes governors and presidents and senators and congressmen? And you have to get real with this government. You don't even know your electoral because you have no understanding, no comprehensive working knowledge of how government in the judicial process works, how the executive branch of government works, how to move legislation, how to construct a bill, how to move things in the favor of the community for infrastructure in your community. You just don't have the concept. But don't feel barren alone, because this cracker has not been doing it that long himself. Oh, my. He ain't been there. He ain't been landing space shuttles all his life. He has not been running no Department of Commerce. No, he hasn't been running no U.S. Treasury that long. He hasn't been running no military unit that long. Don't get disturbed by the hype, brother and sister. He's got ambulance and Air Force and police and police running up and down the street. Don't be disturbed by that. He ain't been running up and down the street too long. If you can catch up with him and pass him, but you just don't know your potential, and you have not been brought in touch with your true aspirations for the potential. And potential is nothing until you exercise that potential. You don't know your true and living authority, because authority is nothing until you exercise that authority. And then you're not doing it unless you use it, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, freedom, justice, equality, skillfully and effectively against the opposition. Oh, my, I hope I reach somebody's heart tonight. I just hope that somebody will stand up and say, amen, and boom, chaka, like a cracker, and just jump up and say, amen. We're going to make it on.
And boom, shaka, like a cracker.
Somebody say, boom, shaka, like a cracker.
Boom, shaka, like a cracker.
A black
revolutionary.
I am a black
revolutionary.
A happy slave. Oh, we'll never be a happy slave.
And I'm not a happy slave.
Oh, my. Y'all sound so good tonight. It brings joy to my heart to know that there are black revolutionaries alive and well and ready to kick ass against the opposition. Don't accept anything from the opposition. We got warrior women. We got Black Lightning. We've got our Minister of Justice. And we have our Queen Mother on the line. Queen straight out of Jacksonville, Florida. That truth be, I wish you had met her.
Yes.
I want to introduce you to Queen Jacqueline, straight out of Jacksonville. She don't take no mess off the rest,
nice
okay?
Meet you.
Whatever that
nice
remainder is, whatever that common denominator is, Queen Jacqueline is the real deal where the rubber meets the world. She has been abused and neglected by the system, and she takes a beef with them. And, again, she feeds regularly on the street. She put clothes on the back of those that need clothes.
Hello.
And these are the things that we must
Hello.
Do for each other. That is the common denominator, to feed somebody that's hungry. Don't care if they're homeless or otherwise.
Queen.
But if anybody hungry can eat with the Black Panther. That's not just a free breakfast program, but we can get a meal, and we can get an organic, a clean meal from the Black Panther Party. We should never stop offering the food, because once you offer the food, that's the greatest tool of recruitment. To get them to eat that real deal, and they're on their way to be Black Panther. Because don't sit there and believe like, damn it, they sent a cracker named Hitler to the white man, and then you think the divine power that created the universe ain't sent you nobody to come and rescue you. Oh, they sent Dr. Collins. Oh, they sent Malcolm. Oh, they sent Elijah Muhammad. His excellent Malcolm Sargovic. But at this hour, they sent you Sheikh Imam Akbar to wake it up, to shake it up, and bring you freedom, justice, and equality. All forms of enslavement must come to an end. Under this leadership, we will challenge them on freedom, justice, equality. We will challenge them on human rights. Challenge them on giving enough housing. Challenge them on making a decent life for us here in America. Oh, you got to wake it up, shake it up, and quake it up today. But I'm thankful to all of you for joining us tonight. Anybody, any last words, comments, events? We must be in New York. I'm calling you, York. We must be in New York, August the 17th, His Excellency, the Most Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Day in New York. How you going to beat that? Huh? We're going to beat it on the 17th, shaking it up, quaking up, as we always, every year, the 82nd annual Marcus Messiah Garvey Day in New York. You don't want to miss it. Be there or be square, or you shouldn't have been up there nowhere. So I'm just here to tell you we're going to be there. Oh, my. Somebody say boom, jack-a-lack, crack. We're going to be there, shaking it up for Marcus Messiah Garvey. And he, how can you?
Boom, jack-a-lack, crack. And Dr. Umar will be there, too.
And they're arguing about Nubian, Negro, Mo, and all. He's a universal Negro, and he's talking about the same people. Ain't nobody jumping Marcus Garvey over him using universal Negro improvements. Who is he talking about? Huh? He said, I don't use Negro. Negro means a slave, man, Negro. And he said, well, be your N-I-G-G-A, where we can smoke weed, drink Hennessy, get high all day. Don't matter when you're lonely, baby, because you need a thug in your life. Because them buses ain't loving you right. And see, nobody upset about no labels and titles, man. When you got Black Together, B.I.G. is an established black organization. One of the strongest in the world is Blacks in Government, believe it or not. Huh? The most popular, the most affluent. I mean, they got more money in their bank account and more things going on around the world at Blacks in Government than all the Negroes they holler about their revolutionaries put together. You got a man named Daddy Grace. Got his own police department in Washington, D.C. Me and Boots and Trill and Turk and Mill, we struggling with one tour bus, $1 million investment. This man, we had one tour bus trying to put air conditioner, trying to turn the generator on, trying to keep the gas and diesel fuel in it, wop, wop, woo, woo, every day, every week, trying to get across the country. Man, this guy popped 40 buses. All of them paid for, all of them paid up, everything up to date to modern times. This man has his own police, and when he park, what he park in, huh? A stretch Maybach. I hope you know what a Maybach is. That's some kind of step beyond the Mercedes, whatever it is. It's a bad joint, and you don't have no stretch Rolls Royce limousine, and you don't have no stretch Maybach limo, and have police department. You don't have no security force. He don't have no Black Panther security. He got a police department of his own. And don't nobody in Washington, no congressman, no senator, no president, no police chief, no mayor, no mayor pro tem, no assistant chief, no sergeant, no lieutenant, captain, nobody stop this man. Ask him nothing, not one single question on his whereabouts coming and going because he's got his own. He's an independent black man. He got black power. You got to learn how to get black power, but you just keep saying black power, and this man living black power. Hmm? Black power, again, Adam Clayton Powell says, is a lifestyle, huh? And black power, huh? Bringing about black revolution is a lifestyle. As quicker you adapt yourself to a progressive lifestyle, how the quicker we'll be on to reparations, the quicker we'll be on to living a decent life in America and anywhere else on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. So if you have those last words, announcement of going into Spartanburg, going into Shreveport, Louisiana, going into Colorado to free our black political prisoners, going into free H-Rap Brown, going into free Mumia, don't let them handle Matulu Ashakur to suck all the juice and life out of our strongest leaders and our strongest cornerstones of history and then hand it back to you when they're dead. Don't let them do that again, brothers and sisters. Let's free our political prisoners now. And we need black power, and we need a strong black military to block that call going into Tulsa, Oklahoma, to let them know that you massacred our best and our brightest, but we're here to check you in the midst of your iniquity. And all forms of white nationalism, all forms of white supremacy, all forms of bigotry and corruption, we're here to put it down on its backside and never underestimate your skills and ability to put the opposition on their backside and never, ever skills and ability of the opposition to put you on your backside. Because I'm betting my money on us and my 150-pound young black man every single time and say, my. Your turn to talk about your announcements, last words, et cetera, my. Because you're right here. You're live on Black Power Radio. My.
Black Power. All right.
Love it, Black Power.
Black Power. Love you, Warrior Woman. You know Warrior Woman, I had 50 years of revolution on the front line with Warrior Woman and her husband, Eddie Long. We've been front to front and toe to toe against each other and back them down 99.9% of the time. Go ahead and talk Black Power. Talk Black, Warrior Woman. Yeah, we love you here, Warrior Woman. Talk Black.
I just love you guys when you really talk the truth and really talk what you feel, you know, because that's how, like you said, we do have the knowledge. We have it. There's no way that they can beat us. We outnumber them. We outnumber them. But to remember that that money's there, any means necessary to move the revolution forward. They've killed our leaders, and they can kill us too, but we're not going to go down without a fight. Peace and love, forward, always, revolution.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, huh? Don't give up the fight. Come on, we strong here. And we are.
And when we get out here and feeding our homeless people,
go ahead,
we give them more than just food. We give them Black Panther love and Black Panther grub, as I usually say. Get to know the people and see what they need, you know. See where they are. See, and their names and stuff like that, you know. So the community is aware, I should say. And so and it grows, I would say, and it grows. But getting out there in the trenches, that's what we all need to do, you know, getting out in the trenches with our people and getting out in the trenches, feeding the homeless, doing what you can, you know, and make sure ain't nobody getting no brutality done upon them, you know, and we're not filming it. We don't have time for that. Okay, Black Power. Oh, power to the people.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. We just want to remind our Black folks to look into your American Rescue Plan in your city. We're going to be following this like right on right, and start building back your community. Let's save the date, October 16th, March on Washington, no reparations, 2023, no Black vote. It still requires, again, for all of us to be proactive and at the table with a boot strapped on, ready for any encounter. But it really is going to be a different change, and our young people are the ones that we need to focus on no matter what we say, no matter what we do. We got to have someone, young persuasion, in next in line, trained and ready to go. Because when we're gone, we can't leave them out naked like the way they are now, with no backbone or any type of direction. So write your plan, make it plain, so that others can run with it. So I'd like to just lay out with reparations Bible verse before we hand it to our national chairman. So Deuteronomy, we're going to look at Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 5. So Leviticus chapter 5, verse 6. If anyone is aware that they're guilty and they are unwilling to touch anything ceremonially unclean, or any unclean creature moves through the ground, and they are unaware that they have become unclean and realize their guilt, if they have touched something that belongs to someone else and they cannot afford what they have taken, then they need to be slaughtered. And there's your Bible verse for today. Just keep it into perspective, folks, that if you don't fight for what you believe in, you are already dead. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. Go ahead, big man. You got one more for me. One more. Go ahead, brother.
If
brother had announced some last some closing remarks. Anyone can leave their name, email.
Yeah, we do have.
Website, go to www.theblackpantherparty.com, thenewblackpantherparty.com, and someone has something. Go ahead.
Yes, so we do want to send a launch for Hip Hop Fraternity, HHF Sacktown, which will be launching Friday, September 8th. And alongside is programs that we just mentioned, as Mr. Reed mentioned earlier, of teaching our youth political science, life skills, critical thinking, entrepreneurship, and real-time 3D animation. This is going to be a first. So while we are on the cutting edge of artificial intelligence and virtual reality, we must set forth the pace so our young people can surpass that, if anything. We don't want to be behind on anything moving forward. We have to catch up with the times or have our young people in the forefront training others to do so. We cannot allow 1950s reaction or actions to apply in 2023 and beyond. Right now, we need to have human rights as a law. Those who don't understand that, then you just need to fall back. Human rights, not civil rights. There's nothing civil of how the black man and woman was treated since the days of the 1600s. Everything has to be humanistic and recognize us through legislation and through action, financial security. And how we're going to do it is how we're doing it now. Coming together, giving you instructions on what we need to do until that plan of action needs to disseminate on that day. It really is not a magic pill to have revolutionary changes. It has to be good old-fashioned footwork, unity, understanding, and compassion for your fellow black man and woman. You can have allies, but we're not trying to work with people that has not gone through the struggle. I want to make it very clear. No matter what other non-black person says, I want to help you in this fight, you cannot share your plans with them because history has shown what happens when that integration comes through. Infiltration and advisement and things go awry very quickly. So we must be real. We have enough intelligent black men and women in their field that can garnish the organizational skills that's needed, but you must do it in your local town, USA. If you are not focused on your local town, it's going to hard to be anything national. So please, focus on your backyard, work your way out from there, and when it's a time for us to come together physically, we will be a force to be reckoned with. Black power is not something to take lightly, and we must live it every day. So with that being said, love you so much, my black people, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace.
Absolutely. To our National Minister of Justice and all of those that have gathered here for Black Power Radio tonight, we salute and salute you all and hope that you have success in each and every one of your endeavors and that Almighty God has made you of the best material of the earth. And he says, Lakag, Wakalakna, Linsana, for Asni, Takwim, and the most excellent shape, the most excellent material, and from the most excellent material on high, the best of spiritualism was put in his human being, in his man. And we know that with all, whatever we say, in all that we do, all we know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said is that.
many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Miss you, miss you, miss you,
oh Lord,
miss you, I got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you're really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters if it's with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. They just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a side of. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a side of. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a side of. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a side of. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because. You created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon for the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The Indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Cafe 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligation. Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, he's got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do? and we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV program. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you out of your damn mind. You out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized and a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like stale blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you starve a lion. Before the battle, all the storm is silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that bodies are a beam of light, that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamide. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls. Get the sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I took the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Love your brother.